Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
It's our beauty podcast. And we do interviews with important beauty people or interesting people that we discover on our beauty travels. I wish I could have been here for your interview with this particular duo of people, but you handled it by yourself. Why don't you explain who's here? Because I actually have a side note that I'm a bit of a fan.
I was so excited to invite Fisherson into the studio. Fisherson is a family-run perfumery. It's an art collective. And you know who I had here? I had Jonsi Bergersen and his sister Lila Bergersdotter. And they are part of Fisherson.
I know that name. This is why I could not believe when you put this together, when you told me about this fragrance company, mm-hmm. and I was like, why does that name sound familiar? Mm-hmm. He's the musician from Sigur Rós. No? Yes.
Yes.
When I visited Iceland, I discovered Sigur Rós because I had a driver mm-hmm. and he had it on. And I was like, what is this? He's like, it's our homegrown. I'm not even going to attempt an Icelandic accent. It's our homegrown hero, Sigur Rós. Guys, it's the Enya of our time. It's like this gorgeous, like, drive somewhere beautiful out west in the United States or go to Iceland or maybe through the forest, put on some Sigur Rós. It, like, transforms the landscape that you're looking to, like, hear that music. I can't even imagine that the brains that that came out of making perfume, it's so perfect in my mind.
It's very emotional. It's very cinematic. It's very atmospheric.
Ooh, atmospheric. Good.
It's very atmospheric. And yeah, it makes perfect sense that this mind would also create fragrances. The family's incredible. They're all very creative. That you'll listen to. The mother does this. The sister does this. This person does design. It's like they all work in tandem. They all have different roles. It almost reminds me of the olden days when the family all worked together and the child was making like little shoes and the dad was doing that. Like they all work as a family.
That's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. So Fisherson, they were founded about 6 years ago, and they create art at the same time as they do fragrance, and it all comes together. Last month, I saw them perform a scented concert here in New York, and they've done this in LA. They're doing them all over the world. It all comes together for them. And when you hear us talk together, you're going to understand a little bit more. But I knew that we had to have them on the show when I had a meeting with them at Moda. And they start like, this isn't how most brand meetings start. I'm doing this call with them. And then Leela's like, we're going to start with a poem.
Wait, like a Zoom business meeting started with a poem.
Yeah, she's like, you know, we had a little chat, but then she's like, to understand the fragrances, she starts reading the poem that goes with the fragrance. And I was like, this is awesome. And I'm with my colleague and we don't sit and read poetry together. I love her, but like we don't sit and read poetry together most days. And she's reading this poem and I felt myself settle. And she asked us to close our eyes. I felt myself settle. I felt my colleague settle. I felt enveloped. And even though we're in the middle of this like corporate environment, I felt myself in their world. I'm like, these people are freaking good.
That's so funny. That's kind of like what Yonzi's music did for me in my experience.
Yeah, he took you somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for this interview. Good find, Jess. Good find. Shall we get into it?
Thank you. Thank you. I wish you were there, but I feel like you get it. Come with me, Jen. Come to Iceland. Let's go.
Hi, Yonzi.
Hey.
Hi, Leela.
Hi.
Thank you so much for doing this. I'm so excited to have some of the members of Fischerson here, but two is better than none. First, before we get started, the name is intriguing. What is Fischersund?
So Fischersund is a family-run perfumery and an art collective from Iceland.
That sounds very intriguing. What do you mean, art collective?
We are all artists and we all have our different expertise. So I'm an artist and a photographer. And then Yonzi, he is a musician, nose and a fine artist. And then our sister Inka, she is a fine artist and a video artist. And our creative director, she makes us look good. And then our youngest sister, Siguros, she is the artisan of the family and hand blends our perfumes and candles, etc.
So how did Fischerson come about? Were you all like sitting around the table one day and said, we're all artists and what else can we conquer now? Like, how did it come about?
Yeah, that was kind of exactly how it happened. Every time we were having family dinners and having two or three glasses of red wine, we were always talking about how amazing it would be if we could work together and put together all of our expertise in one pot and create something together. And then that was always our dream. And then when Yonzi moved to LA, his private studio in downtown Reykjavik was suddenly up for grabs. And we just jumped on the opportunity and opened the store with one perfume and art on the wall. And it's just such a perfect mix. We have artists, you know, musicians, perfume makers, poets, and then our parents, of course, really much involved. So our father, he was a metalsmith. So he basically built everything in the store and he treats our tin and stamps it and makes our incense, which he's very proud of.
Yeah, the incense is cool.
Oh, it's amazing. And our mother, she is such an essential part of this whole operation as well. Like she takes care of our blankets and helps with packaging. But it's a very important factor in just like keeping us all in a good place mentally.
So that was my next question. It's one thing, I come from a very artistic family as well, but it's one thing to be an artist and it's another thing to be sort of a business owner and a project manager and somebody who keeps things kind of on that like the straight and narrow. Is there some sort of leader in this or somebody who keeps things in check? Okay, now we're doing this project. Now we're selling the blankets. Now we're working on the incense. Who's sort of the leader in the group, if there is one?
Maybe our sister Inka, actually, because she is kind of in charge of all the art direction. But we have a very good team around us.
So you're Icelandic. How does Iceland influence the brand?
The Icelandic nature is kind of its own person.
Mm-hmm.
And when there is like a snowstorm and they close the streets, like we're all together in this claustrophobic feeling. Yeah. And
I think maybe also with Inka, her graphic design, she was working also a lot with the Icelandic herbal medicine and stuff like that, and folklore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
folklore.
Yeah. And also just Icelandic herbs and smells and stuff we use in the perfume. Yeah, also then the Icelandic nature is just unconsciously just so strong.
Well, we're going to get to some of those herbs and the smells and the nature, because you really feel it come through. A lot of fragrance comes out of France, but you don't necessarily feel France come through as a sense of place. Or, I mean, I'm just picking on France because it's obvious, but there are a lot of fragrances from an area, but you don't feel, we talk to a lot of New York-based perfumers, and sometimes New York comes through as a sense of place, but not always. But with your line, it is so strong as like a character in the story. But we'll get to that in a second. Another strong part of your line is music as almost a character. Can you speak to that?
I think music is kind of the heart of the brand. You know, Beyoncé being an amazing musician, and mm-hmm. my partner, Kjartan, is a musician, and Inka's partner is a musician, Sindri.
I think also if you just wanted to have, like with the perfumes, for example, you wanted to, you if you like, get a perfume, you like, there's also a music world around it and poetry and one big
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about music and like the way a perfume can make you feel, like how it's kind of indescribable, like an emotion, brings you back to a sense of place, all of those kind of connections. What sort of connections do you draw with fragrance and music? If you're talking about literal notes, maybe that's a bit too literal.
No, but what I found interesting to find out that how music and perfumery so connected. They're both abstract.
Mm-hmm.
The notes, like in perfumery, your notes, like, you know, your high notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bass notes, mid notes.
Yeah.
And they're both invisible versus...
Yeah.
You can create symphonies and sets.
You have a perfume organ in your shop, right?
Yes.
So your fragrances have a very cinematic quality to them. And that's not a word I would use when talking about every fragrance that we've mentioned on Fat Mascara. If you're listening, if you go to their site, you'll see the landing page is beautifully art directed, has this gorgeous animation, all black, which is very much a choice, said not like in a cute way, but like it's a really, you know, strong choice for a brand, for a fragrance brand to go all black. And you have the swelling music, which is very much, you know, not a surprise given your background, this beautiful swelling, sweeping music. And then it takes you into the world of these fragrances, and it's, they're all numbered, and there's no people, there's no like models or anything. It's just the words that are telling the story. And a lot of it is poetry. Can you talk about the process there?
I feel like we work a lot with like set memories. Many of our perfumes are actually inspired by our experiences. I'm wondering if I should take you on a little set of journey, maybe?
Sure. Yeah, take us.
So just to tell you, I'm going to show you here number 8, which is inspired by our childhood memories of growing up in Mosfellsbær, which is a small village outside of Reykjavik. And we lived by the mountains, and it was like very rural, like dirt roads and young families building their first house, and we were just like playing in nature, and there was this sense of freedom. So Jonsi actually wrote this amazing poem. I'm just gonna, you just have to close your eyes and imagine. And I'm gonna read to you our memories. Brand new sneakers crossing fresh flower stalks against hot asphalt. Mouth full of lemon candy and fingers sticky with motor oil. Stolen rhubarb from a neighbor's garden, peeled, slathered in honey and chewed on. Orange cake crumble in the pocket of freshly washed clothes. Arctic wind blowing through hair in a damp pine forest. A very fresh set.
Now, I didn't grow up in Iceland, but I feel like I could take some of those elements and put them into my own childhood in central New Jersey.
Yeah.
Dare I say. I don't know if that sends chills up your spine.
I love that.
But like the crunch of the woods underneath my feet and the innocence of the sweet bits and the chill in the air. Elements. Again, not a line for line memory, but yeah.
Yeah. And when the chain fell off the bike, you would put it down. You have like
the grease.
And then there's another one, number 23. That's kind of our first set. That's inspired by old Reykjavik. And our father was a metalsmith, and he worked in the harbor fixing ships.
Okay.
She was actually helping him out when he was a teenager.
Cool.
So next one, we're going to go back to old Reykjavik. And now I want you to close your eyes, Jess.
she's watching me. So she could tell if my eyes are really close. I didn't close them last time. I think she was mad. Okay.
Smoke in the air and tarred telephone poles. Aniseeds and black pepper, till freshly mowed grass and tobacco leaves, dead flowers bowed to the ground. In the breeze, the feminine fountain pine tickles the top of your skull. A beached whale is about to explode.
Okay, that one, I can't, I've got nothing. I've got nothing from my childhood. There are no beached whales about to explode, but that is very evocative.
Amazing, because something so abstract, it's so difficult to understand it. But when you get these little hints, people really make the connection. So it's really fun.
I'm going to say something, and I hope you don't misinterpret what I'm saying, because I'm into the scent. I love it. I want to smell more of it. I want it at my desk. I want it on my sweater. It's locked me in like a great movie. But it doesn't smell pretty. It doesn't smell like I'm at the Macy's counter. Love you, Macy's. But you know what I'm saying. It doesn't smell like Mother's Day special gift basket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a very stark departure from that. Was that intentional? Like, we're not doing this? Or was just this very organic, this is our memories? Like, you know what I mean? This is not that kind of fragrance brand.
I think we're just being true to the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Like how old Reykjavik was and his memories.
I think also just when I started perfumery, every perfume is horrible. I hate perfumes. I still hate perfume. And I just started like, okay, how can I make my own which smells good? And you start in essential oils and you like collect them. Then you like realize this other whole world out there called aroma molecules. This is like very specific molecules in scents. So you go into that world and that's really big and that's really vast. And yeah, then I just wanted to have it a little bit, like I say, a little bit more brutal, I guess the nature. And I sent it just a little bit more real somehow, not so pretty and horrible.
And also, like, when you think of, like, what is a good scent, you think of flowers or fruit. But scent can also be comforting. And
it can be smoke or
Oil. Like, our father used to smoke a pipe. And that's like my favorite scent in the world. It's so warm and hearty and comforting.
Well, it's funny. I didn't think I was going to mention this because this is like a very new moment. But like my daughter, she's 3, and we were walking by this construction site yesterday. And she goes, it smells so good. She goes, it smells so yummy. It smells so clean. And it was all of this, you know, chemical scents. But it's like, what smells good to you? It was like, you know, how kids are like very honest. It was like, well, I don't know if that smells. And then I was like, you know, it smells good to her. We're kind of taught what smells good. And what you were saying before, Yonzi, you said it funny, and I just forgot the way you said it, but you're like, you said like pretty and horrible and like with something that your music also is a little bit like some of your music is, it's like beautiful, but sometimes it can be a little discomforting or eerie, but it's also beautiful. And that also is like the fragrances sometimes. It's not eerie, the fragrance, but it's like, it's a little bit left of center. So it's a really nice parallel, what's happening with the fragrance. Let's also talk about another one of the poems that I loved. I'm not going to say it as beautifully as you did. Okay. You had such a beautiful delivery there.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Oh, okay. I don't think my accent is going to really send you into a trance the way you did with me. Fresh coat of varnish on a wooden shed, uprooted moss, wet dirt and vetiver roots, burnt car tires on hot asphalt and dry patchouli, heavy slow drying oil painting, Icelandic alpine fur, footsteps in frozen grass and salt licorice, dirty leather, animalistic musk and ammonia. This is number 54.
That's probably our most brutal one.
Okay? Yeah.
The word brutal is so good. I've never had anyone on Fat Mascara talking about their brutal fragrances and just with such love and warmth in there. You look so happy when you're talking about them. So tell me about this brutal, your most brutal fragrance here.
Yeah, so this one is kind of inspired by our dad's garage.
Cool.
In Warselspite, where we grew up, like in the countryside. It was like this magic place where he was fixing old cars and building all the stuff that needed for the house. And like this fantasy world with all these dangerous tools. And
also, yeah. I also always connected to his blacksmith, basically. Yeah, the smith. He was it was really, I used to work there in my summer holidays, Christmas holidays, and it was really brutal world. It was, everything was black, it was oily, it was greasy, it was smelly and cold and kind of miserable, depressing. Everybody was depressed.
But fantastical at the same time, right?
I know, exactly. And I have such a beautiful memories there also. Some of my best ideas and come from there, because you're doing some, like sawing a steel pipe and doing really mundane things, but then your mind kind of runs free. It's at the same time, while it's really brutal and like horrible, it's kind of like beautiful and magical at the same time.
I love that. And when people smell these fragrances, do you get the sense that they want to wear them or that they want to just smell them and get lost in this kind of world? Because when you're talking about these scents, I just want to kind of live in that world and smell them. Or do you get the sense that they want to wear them the way they might want to wear Chanel Chance or Estee Lauder, blah, blah. You know, it's because you're creating something that is in a completely different lane.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just different. Like you say, it's different from other perfume brands out there. And so I think people are just also tired of the normal boring stuff.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence.
Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Let's talk about the art direction. It's very different from current beauty, fragrance sort of art direction. You know, you're not using models. You're not using, I mean, I feel like we talk about this a lot in Fat Mascara. There's sort of colors of the moment. For sometimes it's, I feel like we're in this very, at least in the US, there's a very like, everything must be cream colored or like Hailey Bieber, this gray moment. For a while, it was the glossy pink, you know, in the mid-2010s. You're going black, black, black. Now, I'm actually seeing a movement right now where there is a lot more black. The other day, I was doing a little bit of work, and I was picking all these products, and I was like, oh, my God. And my colleague was like, everything is black right now that you've chosen. And it was a mistake. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the first. But you've really leaned into this very cool, very dark aesthetic. Can you talk to me about where this is all coming from, what the inspiration is?
I mean, if you're in Iceland in winter, you're going to understand. It's very dark.
Yeah.
And, you know, isolating and...
Depressing,
yes.
Yeah, black is just so... It's just a statement somehow. It's like every color in the rainbow is in black somehow.
Do you work together on the art direction? Like, do you have conversations about it?
Yes. So, I mean, we are all artists and our sister Inga.
Yeah, because you're all opinionated. You must all have your different influences, likes and dislikes. Somebody's got to be the one who calls it at the end of the day.
So it's really good that we have really similar aesthetics.
Yeah.
And the best idea always wins. But I would say like Inga, she is kind of like, she's the art director and we trust her like 100%.
Yeah. Good thing about her, she always delivers. It's always coming with great ideas.
But we're all always brainstorming. And for example, like we're now in New York and we were just sitting at the rooftop yesterday and we're just brainstorming about this very exciting project that's coming up for Flora. And, you know, it was just like so fun. We were all together, bring out all these ideas. And it was just like really magical.
And you have a shop, right, in Iceland?
Yes. It used to be Jóns's private studio, and then we took it over for a store. But it's really magical black house from like 1874 or something in one of the oldest areas in Iceland, the Rock Village. And I mean, just coming into the house just gives you this really
old Icelandic farmhouse. It's like it's really small. It's tiny.
Yeah.
When we spoke on like a Zoom and I saw you in the house, I felt like we was in a little fairy tale. But I mean, it was exactly the kind of when we were like, okay, calling into Iceland, it was exactly the experience that I wanted calling into Iceland. Like you were hitting your head on a roof. We're going lower. It was so cool.
All
right. Anyone who's going to Iceland, they can pop by.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Come to your store. I will give you snaps and give you a whole set experience.
Amazing. You're like not a normal beauty brand. I feel weird calling you as a beauty brand, but like it or not, you are a beauty brand. Are there any brands that you look to for inspiration? Do you look outward? Are there other Icelandic founders who you chat with?
I mean, that's a really good question, but I would say we are more inspired by art.
Yeah.
And especially like the art world in Iceland, it's floating right now, music, fine arts and fashion design. And everybody is doing something so passionate and from their heart. But like one artist that I love is Ragnar Kjartansson. And he also uses music a lot and like many or combines different medias. And his piece Visitors is like one of my favorite actually art pieces in the world. And then Inni is a record label that Fischersund actually publishes with. So if you want to listen to our music, you can go on Spotify.
Well, I'm going to the Scented concert.
Yes.
Tomorrow. So by the time people are listening to this, I will have already gone. But so you do, like, what is so unusual about you guys is you combine your fragrances with music via a centered concert. So you've already done one in LA and you're doing one tomorrow in New York. Very cool. No, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and we want to do more of that. Just Fisherson goes on a tour, world tour.
Incredible. Before we get to the Fat Mascara 5, what is, for those who are new to Fisherson, the must-have best-selling product from Fisherson? Because you have quite a few fragrances to choose from. Which is like your starter, Fisherson?
23, it really is our like hero product. It's our best-selling one.
And 23?
Yeah, the old Reykjavik one.
Okay, very cool. The one with the beached whale?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there is actually one other called Utelicht, which is inspired by the...
outdoors, or like a outdoor...
Yeah. So like, because Icelanders were obsessed with the weather and it's so beautiful in the Icelandic language. We have hundreds of words to describe the tiniest difference in the weather. And we even have a word to describe the special scent that comes off your clothes and your hair when you've been out and about in the Icelandic nature. And you come back in and you're like, you smell of Utelicht. So that's also exciting for people to try. It's very fresh.
What a privilege to be from Iceland. Wow.
Can't wait to meet you in our store in Reykjavik. Yes.
I want to go. This is not for lack of wanting to go. I've always wanted to go to Iceland.
I have a reason.
Yeah, you should come.
Please, invite accepted. Okay, let's do a quick Fat Mascara 5 and I'll get you out of here. It's rapid fire, just whatever comes to your mind, okay? I'm doing a special Fisherson version. Well, first of all, we often start with this question. What is your favorite beauty product? Because I know you're not like super beauty people, you're more artists. Favorite beauty product? You can do a grooming product, Yonzi, if you're not like, if beauty
do
is...
Do you have to name?
You look like befuddled. You look like stunned.
What? Do you have the label or just like a lip balm or...
It could be one, yeah, the label, if you know.
This okay. is not rapid fire.
this is like the slowest rapid fire.
Sharpies.
Sharpies? That's not a beauty product.
Really?
No, just...
Yeah. So. There's this one, actually, Icelandic skincare that I love called Angan, and they have amazing face serum that I use.
Awesome. Okay, what about... You've thrown me off. Favorite place that you'd recommend to a tourist in Iceland?
Our summer house in the south.
For tourists?
Yeah, they're welcome. Or maybe Kvamsvik. It's like a natural bathing spot in half an hour from Reykjavik.
I'll take it.
Just go out, hike. And
I'll take it. Okay. Favorite junk food snack?
We eat kind of healthy, actually.
Kale chips.
Potato chips.
Kale chips, maybe.
Yes, we love kale chips. I love it.
You're saying kale chips or tater, like potato chips? Like
kale.
Kale chips.
Yeah, kale chips.
That's your naughty snack? Kale chips? You're very healthy.
Yes, yeah, I have such a sensitive stomach, actually.
Okay. So,
the older I get, I'm just like eating more healthy and I just feel so
good. I get it. Okay, what's on your Netflix? What are you watching?
I just watched Bear.
The Bear.
Yeah.
Did you like The Bear too, Yonzi?
Yeah, I liked it actually.
Are you watching something else? It doesn't have to be the same answer.
Succession. Yeah.
Incredible. Who is your favorite character?
Roman?
Maybe.
Roman for me.
Was it Gary or something? No, it was like the young guy kind of. Quirky, tall. He was really good.
Oh, yeah, Gary. Yeah.
Oh, Greg?
Oh, Greg.
Greg.
I didn't like him.
Greg the Egg.
Yeah.
In the movie of your life, who would be the narrator?
David Attenborough.
Not bad. What about you, Leela?
Or Stephen Fry.
Oh, I love Stephen Fry.
Fry for me. Yeah.
You too?
Yes.
Stephen Fry. Okay. Thank you, Fisherson.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.com. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.